We'll reconvene the January 23rd meeting of the Virginia Marine Resources Commission. And we have concluded at length our Habitat Management Division agenda for the day. And we are now in the public comment period. Is there anybody in the audience from the public who wishes to address the commission on a matter that is not on the agenda? Is there anybody in the audience? Period. Chief O'Reilly, I'm about to swear in all of your staff.
Thank you. All right, we're ready.
Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God?
I do.
Thank you. Consider yourself sworn in. Another call for public comment. Anybody with public comment? All right, public comment section. You do, Mr. O'Reilly. Please do.
Raise my hand.
Thank you, sir.
So we've had some issues in the past the commission knows about with cold stun, kills of fish. Speckled trout was the large item back in 2014. North Carolina has had these events as well. They have a more elaborate system for checking on whether or not to close the waters, and that can be reported on perhaps later on. We did have individuals here today who wished to speak to the commission, but they had other commitments they had to leave. John Lucy, formerly of VIMS, was here, and Keith Nuttall, formerly a Marine police officer, was here. They both are very involved with speckled trout. And staff is here today to ask the commission to direct us to hold a FinFish Management Advisory Committee meeting. We would like to hold it February 12th. We did this in 2014. The problem was, if you remember, you who were here, we had a busload from Gloucester that came to the FinFish meeting, about 68 individuals, and the commission followed up and did close the speckled trout fishery from March 1 through the end of July, but also established a 5-fish limit and only one over 24 inches. The problem was following that, there were quite a few who approached the commission and wondered why they had closed the fishery. They felt that the fishery had not needed to be closed. For that reason, we think if we could have a FinFish Management Advisory Committee meeting in February, February the 12th, that would give time to make sure everyone can have their say and conclusions can be reached before we come back to the commission at its February meeting. So that's why I'm here today to ask for that and see if the commission would agree to directing staff to hold that meeting.
Mr. Neal.
First of all, I think Rob's plan is excellent. There has been requests for us to take emergency action to shut the fishery down now, which I don't think January is really, there's any reason for that. So I think Rob's approach to actually discussing it and giving staff some time to think about it and get more public comment is great. The only comment I would make is that, you know, speckled trout is our love fish. We, you know, we have, like, that's not the only fish that's been affected. So I would say at the fin fish meeting, maybe at staff level, maybe some thought about that. Also, a significant number of black drum have been killed. There have been photos of striped bass, which surprised me, and mullet. And so I think, and who knows what the crabs and stuff like that. So, speckled trout are the hot button issue, but you know, there have been some winter kills. So, I would. Do you need a motion?
Yeah.
All right. I move that we ask the FinFish to address the winter kill events and if any action should be taken.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Neal, second by Mr. Moynihan. Any discussion on that? We're going to ask AFMAC to convene on February 12th.
February 12th, the chair, Jeff Dean, is available. I checked with him for a couple of days before.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.